show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on a beautiful day. This is a great Friday heading into a weekend that is absolutely jam-packed with sports. Now, we've been talking about the Jays, which, by the way, I just noticed on TV, Bo Bichette throwing the ball. He's on the roster. They're saying he's on the roster. So that could be unlocking another door for Jays fans for sure going into this series. So we got the Jays, we got the Riders. Don't forget, we got the U of S Huskies and the U of R Rams playing this weekend. The CJFL national semifinal between Regina and Saskatoon. That's going to be a big one. The Thunder and the Hilltops on Sunday. So lots going on. And of course, this is all building, getting ready for the 2025 Vanier Cup. First time the National University Football Championship will ever be held in Regina. Vanier Cup, of course, U Sports postseason championship football game. 60th annual of the big match. It's set for November 22nd, Mosaic Stadium. Organizers are working feverishly right now, just trying to get things ready. And that brings me to my next guest. And this is a big one. It's got my heart palpitating. I mean, I have big guests on the show before, but this is the biggest guest I've ever had on the program. Her name is Jody Bray. She also happens to be my wife. Hi, Jode.
Good morning.
So, I mean, a lot of people will probably say, because many people know you played basketball for the University of Regina for 5 years. Number of years. Mm-hmm. Well, you're shaking your head. They can't see you shake your head. 3 years. Okay. 3 years. So how does a basketball player become the chair of the Vanier Cup committee? How did that happen?
Well, it's a really good question. And I was actually quite taken back and quite humbled when I was asked by the university athletic director, Lisa Robertson, and our president of the university, Dr. Keshen. And so I've met both of those individuals in different moments throughout events in the community. And so, of course, some old alumni friends of mine, we have hosted the Women's Basketball Championship here in Regina. And so we were all a part of that. And I had two great friends and former teammates lead that organizing mm-hmm. committee. And so I was a part of that. So I work on campus. I still am involved with things around the building. And they approached me and I was quite honored and mm-hmm. I was happy to say yes.
It's a big deal that this game is coming to Regina. As I said in my intro, this is the first time. Is there a process? Like, obviously, the U of R would have had to make a bid for this.
You bet. So between President Keshen and the athletic director, of course, Lisa, they put together a bid with a group of people from the community that put in a lot of effort to put this forward, to host this here in mm-hmm. the Queen City, in the middle of the prairies, in a very cold month of November. So it's a really big deal. And there was lots of support from the university. So shout out to Kesh for that, because he's a big supporter of all extracurricular activities and whatnot, varsity sports on campus. So
I like that.
It's awesome.
And I like that you called him Kesh.
That's all I call
him. First name basis, with, you know. Jody Bray, my wife, is my guest. She's the chairperson for the upcoming Vanier Cup 2025. It's happening November 22nd at Mosaic Stadium. So first time ever in the Queen City. Now, how much more exciting is it that we've got two teams in the province that both have a great chance of being in the Vanier Cup?
Oh, yes. It's the ongoing rival of U of S and U of R, that highway rivalry that never seems to die. It's been there for years, but two unbelievable teams, great coaching staffs, great support in their communities, and so awesome for the province of Saskatchewan. It's super exciting.
I mean, you're bebopping around the university a lot. There must be a vibe at the U of R. The Rams came close last year, like so close last year. They must want this.
Oh, yeah. They lost by 3 in the Mitchell Bowl when we hosted it last year, and that was a heartbreaking game, but they're hungry. They saw that they can be there. They deserve to be there, and everyone's excited. It's mm-hmm. it's super exciting for the university and for all those student-athletes and coaches.
And the U of S would love to play spoiler. I had a couple of the Huskies on the program a few months back, and they said, oh, trust us, we know how much the Rams want it, and we would love nothing better. So I just think we're setting ourselves up for a great couple of weeks. So what are the plans? Like, is this a festival, kind of like what we see with the Grey Cup? Are there other events happening around this?
You bet. It's a little bit, well, obviously it's a smaller scale, but as we head into the Vanier Cup weekend, there's different events happening in the city. Lots of the teams and such will arrive Tuesday mostly Wednesday. They're going to be focused on game day. So in the community on the Thursday night, Friday night, Vic's Tavern downtown and the hub of the downtown, they're having the Gridiron event, which is open to all individuals. Pop in there. They're supporting this event and check out what they'll have on tap, on menu, etc., and right. celebrate this big event. On the Thursday night, there is the U-Sport Football All-Canadian Awards Banquet. Now, that is all Canadian award winners, major award winners, players, coaches that come around from around the country. It's hosted at the Kinexus. And there are tickets open to the community. They're $125 each, and they'll go on sale November 3rd to 18th. And so there's limited seating for that. But if anyone's interested to check it out, it'll be a beautiful event. And you get to see all the award winners and some fun things. And then, of course, Friday morning, the university is hosting a community breakfast and pep rally that's put on by SAS Lotteries. We've had tons of sponsors that are helping out. It's $10 a person at the U of R campus.
Is Cash flipping pancakes?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I don't know if he'll flip. He'll just keep talking and they might burn. But we want to have this highly energetic pancake breakfast and pep rally packed. And we want to kick off the Vanier Cup weekend. So if people want to come out and show their team spirit, that's great. And hopefully we have some Saskatchewan teams in this. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on Saturday, before the game, there's an alumni family and friends tailgate party that's presented by the U of R Alumni Association. So they've put a lot of work in, and our committee head for that has organized it from 11 to 1 at the Sports Cage Lounge. So anyone with a game ticket is open to that. Family-friendly games, music, pregame excitement. It'll be awesome. So I think we'll see a lot of great energy coming out of those events.
The university athletics community is a tight-knit community. I had Shannon Chin on the program from the University of Saskatchewan a couple of weeks back for events they were doing, and she gave you a shout-out. You guys used to play basketball together.
Yeah, we did. We grew up playing basketball
together.
I mean,
that's the thing. This sports community is really tight-knit, and I look at your committee, obviously, Jody being my wife and the chair of the Vanier Cup, I get to see these committee. I mean, you are basically assembling a bunch of alumni, whether it's from basketball, there's some hockey, there's some football involved in putting this together.
You bet. It's a typical Saskatchewan sports event. Everyone who's involved in the community, they want to be a part of it. We say time and time again after every meeting, this committee is outstanding. They're killing it. We've got everyone on task. They got great things planned. They're very detailed. They're organized. I actually am wondering what we're missing, but we're not, because they're that great. And there's a lot of people from all different nooks and crannies in the city that are helping out. So it's
amazing.
A little
Belton Johnson coming through every nook and cranny. are there still tickets available?
Absolutely. Yeah. So as of now, we've sold 1,600 general tickets. So that'll be on the east side of the stadium. Okay. We have sold out the AGT Lounge. There was almost 300 tickets sold out. So that's super exciting. There's still over 100 tickets left for the AGT Outdoor. So that doesn't allow you to hang and watch inside, but you can sit outside. And then there's still suites available. Mm-hmm. So if people are interested in purchasing a suite to host their business, their employees, family, friends, what have you, there are tickets available, suites available, and you just have to go to vanier.tickets@uregina.ca, email them, and they'll help you out with that.
Okay, and of course, just regular tickets. I mean, people like to bundle up and watch football.
Yeah, for sure. And like those tickets, under $5 are free. $10 for students and youth, general admissions, $20. Mm-hmm. It's very family affordable, and it'll be a great, great, great
it's
environment.
It's going to be a great event. The tickets are being sold just before the Rider game this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, so we'll be out at the party in the park. There'll be a booth set up. A bunch of us from the committee will be there. You can purchase tickets. You can ask questions. There'll be some fun things set up to participate in, and you can always check out Show Pass for those tickets, but everything is at the VanierCup.com website, and all the information is there. Everything you're hearing from today and ticket information, history, all of that. So there's lots of stuff out there.
Jody Bray is my guest, committee member and chair of the upcoming Vanier Cup 2025. Also, my better half. I feel like I need to end this interview with I love you, which I've never done on the air before. But this is good.
I love you too. And thanks for the opportunity. I want to give a shout out to our committee again. And thanks to everyone who's been a part of this, from sponsors to community in the city. Yeah. We are super excited to have everyone across Saskatchewan come and join us.
Good stuff, Jode. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Jody Bray, Vanier Cup is coming up on the 22nd of November. Tickets are on sale still. And gosh, wouldn't it be good to see the Rams or the Huskies in that? Don't forget, those teams are back in action this weekend. So we could see, in fact, the Rams are playing today. Huskies are playing tomorrow. So it'll be good. University of British Columbia Thunderbirds in town to play the Rams, and the Huskies hosting University of Manitoba Bison tomorrow. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.